virtual meeting for the Watts Technical Committee, April 6th, 2020. Just go over a little housekeeping here at the beginning. If you could, when you're not talking, please have your phone muted. We're going to go around here and have a roll call. And if you do have something to say, please try not to step on anyone when they're talking. I will try to get to everybody for everybody's comments. Now, I think everyone received an agenda from Scott Williams. If you did not, we'll just go through the agenda quickly here. To begin with, I'm trying to pull it up again. So our first agenda item will be call to order, then we'll go to the minutes, public comment. Then we have two action items, the draft 2021-2024 Watts TIP. And then we have a vote, reaffirm the e-ballot vote that we took from the 122 meeting regarding the Montour Street extension. That was sent around in an email back on 122. Then we have four discussion items. Management action report, Watts staffing update, CSVT impact study update, and a Watts MPO logos, letterhead, and social media. Then we have our other business public comment and adjournment. We don't expect this meeting to take very long, just due to the fact that there's not as many items, and it's a little bit harder to do these kind of meetings over the phone. But this is the way of doing business now, right now, due to the governor's order, and everybody knows what's going on. So we're going to start off the meeting with a call to order, and Sal Vitko of Watts MPO will announce your name, and just if you could unmute your phone and say here, and then remute your phone again. So I'm going to hand it over to Sal for the roll call.
Morning, everybody. PennDOT Center for Government Development, Management Representative.
Here.
PennDOT Engineering District 3, Executive.
Gerald Ward, sir.
Lycoming County Planning and Community Development Director.
Here.
Lycoming County Planning Commission Member.
Joe Reichert, here.
River Valley Transit. Williamsport Regional Airport. City of Williamsport Engineer or the Community Development Director. Non-voting members, Federal Highway Administration. Federal Transit Administration. Pullman Trailways. Any other non-voting members or members of the general public?
Mark Morosky here.
Brad James, Larson Design Group.
Virginia Figgles Starr, Dewberry.
Could you say your name again? I'm sorry.
PennDOT District
3. Hey, Chris. Anyone else?
Scott Williams.
Anybody else?
Okay, thank you, Sal. Just wanted to let everyone know also that this meeting is being recorded. Just for legal purposes, and also, you know, that we're doing the public meeting, and also for note taking. So it is being recorded. Okay, let's go to the next item on the agenda. which is the meeting minutes of the January 6, 2020 Technical Committee meeting. These would have been put out on the internet or the website for Watts. On the agenda, if you click that link also, they'll open up. So do I have any comments or questions on the minutes from the January 6, 2020 meeting? If I'm not hearing any, and we'll try to do this when you make the motion, please state your name so we know everybody's, because some people's voices are the same. So do I have a motion to accept the meeting minutes from January 6, 2020?
Joe Riker, motion.
Thank you, Joe. Do I have a second on the motion from Joe?
Shannon Ralston, second.
Okay, I have a second. Do I have a vote? All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Okay, motion passes. Thank you. We'll move on. Public comment. Anybody from the public would like to comment at this time? Hearing none, we'll move along. Okay, action items. The first action item is the draft 2021 to 2024 Watts Transportation Improvement Program. I'm going to hand this over to Scott.
Thank you, Kerry. So the action we're looking for here from the committee is to recommend to the coordinating committee that we authorize advertising the draft TIP for public comment. Briefly, I hope you've all had an opportunity to review the draft TIP. I provided a link to it. The draft is on the website. If not, if you weren't able to access it or something, please let me know. I'll try and email it to you. This is still very much a draft document, so the action that we're asking you to take is to help us move towards public comment. So the public comment period would start on April 22nd after the coordinating committee meeting, run for a month. I'm also looking for any suggested revisions to this document before we put it out for public comment. So if you see anything that really needs to be revised or changed before it goes for public comment, please let me know. We can do that offline after the meeting, just to help move along here. So one thing I would like to say is that guidance that we received from Federal Highways before we prepared this TIP package was to configure our TIP more as what they would say is a mini long-range plan. So therefore, we've tried to pivot away as much as possible from a TIP format that's just a table of projects with a bunch of... Sorry, did I hear someone? No?
If you could please, whoever, if it was me, I heard some too. Just try to make sure your phones are muted if you could. So, I know this is difficult. This is all new to us, but just try to mute your phones. Thank you.
So we're trying to move away from a TIP format that's just, you know, our core table of projects with a bunch of funding codes and phases. And then we take all of our supporting documents and add them as appendices at the end, almost kind of like an afterthought. Now, fundamentally, we know that that table, I mean, that is the TIP. I mean, that is our TIP. But instead of treating that as the centerpiece, with this submission, we're more foregrounding the context behind that list of projects. So thinking about, you know, something that's more readable and provides a really clear frame of reference for why we picked those particular projects to be on our TIP. So, and another thing, a real guiding principle for us as planners for Watts MPO is really remembering who our audience really is when we're producing these documents. So when we're doing our long-range plan or a TIP, we really shouldn't just be producing these things for Federal Highways or PennDOT, right? They're not really our audience when we're making these documents. We're not really just, you know, we shouldn't treat them as just a check mark on a box on a list somewhere that we complete and then we just move on to the next thing. I mean, I think that we should be producing these documents primarily for the general public so they understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. But another thing to remember here is that, I mean, a lot of what we do is so steeped in acronyms and jargon and technical terminology that, frankly, it's going to take a while to detangle some of that. I mean, we talk that way because it makes it more efficient for us to talk about what we do and what we need to get done. But we do need to translate that and detangle it a little better, I think, for the general public, you know, the general consumer of information, who really does need to be informed and involved in what we're doing. And it's going to take a while to do that, to detangle all that and come up with more easily communicated explanations of what we do and why we do it. So, I mean, this is an early step in that process and not nearly an end step. I mean, we're, you know, with future revisions to our core documents, I mean, we're going to try and make things more readable, you know, more pleasant to navigate. I mean, that's it's a process for us. This isn't like an end goal. So I'm going to go through a few highlights of the TIP document, but I would like to ask if there are any initial comments or feedback resulting from the first review of the document. Anyone? Going once? Going twice?
Yes. This is Shannon. In my read-through, initially, other than a couple of little minor clarifications, I really thought it was very well written.
Thank you. Okay. So just some general high-level highlights of what's in our TIP submission packet. So we're going to have 61 projects. Of those, it's a pretty even split between new projects and carryover projects from the prior TIP. It's a 31 new projects, 31 carryovers. 34 of the projects are bridge projects, 22 are highway projects. We have 3 safety projects. High importance projects I wanted to highlight is we have 3 projects that are slide repairs, including State Route 44 over Tomes Run, State Route 2039, Warrensville Road over Lick Run, and State Route 4001, which is Little Pine Road. Now, as we've discussed in prior Watts meetings, our financial guidance changed from what we're expecting from our last TIP cycle. So, you know, our funding went down in the first 2 years of this TIP. So we had some reconstruction projects that were pushed back, but District 3 has come up with some good interim repaving and repair projects to address urgent needs where the reconstructions had to be delayed. So that's great. There are 6 local bridge projects on this TIP. And we also have the 2 quote-unquote bonus bridges that we're paying for from the federal match money we got when Lycoming County did the Act 89 $5 fee for local use. So we got additional funding, and we're using that to do 2 extra bridges on this TIP. We also have 11 transit projects from the transit TIP. So as far as the overall structure, yes.
Joe Reichert with a question.
Yes.
I just recently saw, and no one may know the answer to this question, but I was just curious that I think it was about $7.3 million I saw was going to be funneled through River Valley Transit. Will that in any way affect any of our Watts numbers?
So I did see that news article. That was part of the stimulus bill that Congress passed. So transit agencies did get funding, and I imagine since it's federal money, it would have to show up on the transit TIP. But I haven't seen those numbers yet.
Yeah, I read the same thing. I've been working with some people at PennDOT back and forth to get some information on that because we just saw that last week also. So hopefully the coordinating committee meeting, I can have a follow-up on that. Maybe we'll have some more information. I'm not clear on whether it's supposed to be just for temporary operating services right now. I don't know how that money's appropriated to be spent, but I will check a follow-up.
Thank you, Kerry. That's kind of what I saw. It looked like it's basically to continue operations, payroll, keeping people's payroll that have been maybe furloughed or laid off, getting them made whole again. It sounded like items like that, but they came up with that $7.3 million figure somehow, and I don't know, if there's leftovers monies from once they, say we get back to work 3 weeks earlier than anticipated or something, does that money go back to the feds, not come to us at all, or could it be incorporated into the TIP monies and maybe get one or two of these bridges or slide projects elevated a little bit as far as timeline?
Sure. I don't know if we'll be able to use those funds for a bridge or, a slide, because the way they're appropriated probably only says they can be used for transit. But I don't know how things are going to shake out, but that is some questions that I should be asking. So I will follow up on that. I don't know, as far as I did see that, there's talk of a big stimulus bill that possibly could come here when this all hopefully gets resolved. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but if we get a big stimulus for shovel-ready projects, that will be a big help. I just don't know how things are going to work out here. It's just, that's just what I'm hearing, through what we in the paper and all, so.
Yes, I as well, and I did speak with Senator Toomey's office last week sometime. My days are kind of blurred right now, as everyone's. They indicated that the gentleman I spoke with in Toomey's office indicated the same thing, that there may be some shovel-ready projects. I referenced specifically slides and the urgency of getting some of these slides fixed. It would be good to, we're paying people right now not to work, and once we get to a point where we're paying people to get back to work, some of those projects would be ideal locations to get people going.
Oh, sure.
Okay, so, sorry, had a little bit of dead air there. So, just to wrap up here with the TIP. So, primarily when preparing this, we followed the TIP submission checklist that was given to us by PennDOT. But instead of treating each of the items on the checklist as a totally separate item that we're sort of bundling together, we tried to weave them together into more of a unified narrative, right? So, ultimately, as I said before, the TIP is just a list of projects and how we're going to pay for them. But we're also trying to put more effort into explaining clearly why we chose those specific projects, why those are important. Now, the bulk of that explanation exists in much greater detail in our long-range plan, right? What our priorities are as an MPO. But we've also been making an effort overall to draw more distinct and clear connections between all of our planning documents. So when we have our long-range plan and our TIP, our UPWP that we just adopted at the end of last year, we're trying to tie all those documents together in more clear and explicit ways so that you can see how they all fit together. That's really all I have on this TIP packet. I did want to say that during the public comment period, when we move into that, we're going to do our public meeting as a teleconference meeting like this. So we're going to work with Carrie to get that set up. And Sal and I are both working on developing content for the website and to put up on social media to really communicate what's in this tip. So a lot of the items that are in this packet where we talk about, you know, performance measures, we talk about environmental justice, we're going to come up with more creative, readable, you know, better ways of communicating those things to the public. And so unless there are any other questions, I think that we're ready to have a vote to recommend authorization to advertise for public comment now.
Scott, it's Mark Morosky. Do you have the date yet set for the teleconference for the public meeting?
Not yet. Carrie and I talked Carrie and I talked about doing it like the first or second week of May, though, but we haven't gotten a date nailed down on it yet.
Yeah, normally we kind of hit it in the middle around the Planning Commission meeting in the past and use that. So, yeah, if you hit it somewhere in the middle of your comment period, probably be good.
Yeah, and that was, I mean, obviously, you know, we have, you know, one big overriding factor of why we want to do it as a teleconference meeting. But we also, just the way that our public comment period was going to land on the calendar, the Planning Commission meeting that we would have had it at was going to be right at the end of the public comment period. So since we're moving everything to teleconference meetings anyway, it sort of freed us up. So we're going to set it up earlier in the public comment period. Carrie, didn't we talk about doing it like May 6th or 7th, somewhere around that time period?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So it would be somewhere in there, 6th, 7th of May. Which, you're right, Mark, that hits us more towards the early middle period of the public comment period, which I think is the most fruitful time to do it.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Shannon, how are the Planning Commission meetings now being handled? Are you doing a teleconference now or what?
We had our March Planning Commission via conference call. If we do not have anything for the agenda for April, we will cancel. I'm waiting to hear if we have any plans or anything that has to be acted upon this month. So at this point in time, everything has been done via conference call.
Okay.
And regardless of the, even if they have a meeting in May, we decided, Scott and I said maybe it'd be a better idea to have it separate. Just because of all that's going on, we don't have anything, you know, any confirmation that anyone's going back to work. And they say it end of April, but it's only supposed to be 2 weeks initially. So the safest thing is just to get these meetings scheduled and have it separate this time. And, you know, in 2 years when we do a tip update, we can maybe go back to, you know, having it with the Planning Commission meeting. So I think just now, as Scott was saying, the best way to do it is just do it separate. So we'll get that date out for you here. Hopefully Scott and I can work on something that we'll get a date here in early May and I get it set out. That way it's advertised and so on and so forth. So do we have any, are you wrapped up, Scott, with that? Do we have any questions or comments further for Scott on the draft tip?
Yeah, if there are no questions or comments, I'm done.
Okay, we need a motion to recommend to the coordinating committee to authorize advertising for the public comment period for the 2021-2024 tip. Do I have a motion?
Joe Reichert. So moved.
Thank you, Joe. Do I have a second?
Gerald Wirtz, second.
Thank you, Gerald. I have no questions or comments on the motion. Do I have a motion to accept vote? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, the ayes have it. Thank you. We'll move on to the next agenda item, reaffirm e-ballot vote from 1-22-2020. This is regarding the TIP amendment to program the Montour Street Extension Project, which was an earmark issued by Federal Highways. Scott, do you just want to give a little background and we'll get a motion to reaffirm?
Yeah, so from January 15th, 2020 to January 22nd, 2020, there was an open e-ballot question to the technical committee to recommend a TIP amendment to the coordinating committee at their next meeting in late January. That e-ballot was unanimously adopted by the tech committee, and the TIP amendment was ratified by the coordinating committee at their last meeting. So per the Watts bylaws, the technical committee now needs to reaffirm that e-ballot vote at this public meeting.
Do we have any questions or comments on this for Scott or anyone at PennDOT? If I don't have any questions or comments, do I have a motion to reaffirm the e-ballot vote from 1-22-2020?
Shannon Rossen, so moved.
Thank you, Shannon. Do I have a second?
John Wirtz, just a second.
John. Okay, we'll go with Gerald on that one. I think he was first one. Do I have any questions, comments on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion? So aye. The ayes have it. Thank you.
Hey, Gerald, Mark Morosky, do you have any kind of update on the project itself? What's going on with design, or has it started, or what's happening?
In regards to what project is that?
We're talking about Montour Street.
So the the Montour Street design has started. And I've seen some preliminary designs on that. Yeah, I know there's some agreements floating around with the borough, and everything seems to be moving.
Are you showing a let date for that yet, or?
I don't recall. I think we are. Do you have that answer, Chris?
Yeah, we're selling late 21 let date. I mean, that's pretty preliminary. I don't think we've gotten a schedule from the consultant yet. So I would take that with a grain of salt at this point.
Yeah, do you know who the consultant is?
Is it Kimball still?
Yeah, I have Kimball listed as the consultant.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris and Gerald. Do you have any other questions for them on the project? If not, we'll move on. Discussion items. Management action report. Chris King.
We only have the one item, right, Gary?
Correct, and that was sent out.
Yeah, we have a small increase on the final or preliminary engineering for a local bridge rehab in Upper Fairfield Township. It's a deck replacement on P-556. We had the funds in the line item to cover the increase. So,
yeah, what you're seeing there from the if you clicked on that management action report tab, that's just a little bit different than the fiscal constraint charts you usually see. But since the teleworking has begun, one of the programs that I have to run from our Crystal Reports is just too big to run off our VPN, and it constantly threw me out of it, and I could never get my report to finish correctly. So I just used the management action report out of the MPMS system. So that's why it looks a little bit different than the, you know, the Excel sheet that we usually hand out. But for now, we're going to be using the management action report until I actually go back to the office and physically work inside, because their system, like I said, the VPN just it couldn't handle the size of the actual report and all the tables it had to pull. So, and that's why you're seeing that this time. Do I have any questions for Chris on anything on the project at all? Hearing none, that does not need any actions. That's just a discussion item because it's an administrative action. So we can move along. The next item is the Watts staffing update. And Scott.
Yes, so I just wanted to provide a little update on our staffing here for Watts MPO. So if you haven't heard, John Lavelle is now the Deputy Director of the Lycoming County Planning Department. I have been promoted to Transportation Supervisor and therefore Watts Secretary. Sal is still Sal. No change for him. The other Transportation Planner position, so my vacated position, has been posted and advertised, but no telling with our current situation, like what sort of timeline we're looking at filling that. So I certainly hope you all like the sound of my voice, because you're going to be hearing it for years. So myself, Sal, and Mark are all working from home for at least the next 2 weeks, too. So we're still reachable at our email or Mark, not at his email address. Right, Mark?
Right.
But all of us via our phone numbers. Mark, did you set up call forwarding for your phone to go to your cell phone from your office number?
Not yet. I have to look into that.
Would you like to have that set up for you?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I'll call you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll call you later. We'll get that set up so that your office calls get sent to your home number. I just wanted to provide that update that when it comes to transportation planning for Watts, I'm now captain of the ship. And that's all I have on that item.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Do you have any questions on that? If I don't have any questions, Scott, the floor is going to be yours again. It's CSVT impact study update.
Well, like I said, I hope you all like the sound of my voice. So with the CSVT impact study, I believe at our last meeting, we had announced that we selected Michael Baker as our consultant to do the study. We're still finalizing the contract. Part of what kind of held that up is we were seeking an expanded geographic scope to the project and lining up the funding on that. So I'd really like to thank PennDOT for working with us on that and getting us the funding so now we can study not just the corridors in Lycoming County, but all of the affected corridors. So Route 147 in Northumberland County and US 15 and Union County are now included in the study. And we're also to incorporate some really fantastic supplemental items that Baker proposed in their proposal. I'm really excited to get started on this project. We should have the contract finalized very, very soon. We've been in communication with Baker about the project. They're working remotely just like we are, but they're able to proceed with the early tasks because a lot of the first steps in the project were going to be data analysis and data collection, looking at plans and ordinances for review. So they can all do that working from home. So, and then the first steering committee meeting, we can do that via teleconference. So as soon as that contract is executed, we're going to begin work on that study. And that's my update for right now. Does anyone have any questions?
Scott, are you having any kind of issues with the county's contracting system and getting commissioners to approve contracts at this point, since we're all offline here?
No, we've just been working right with Maya to move it through. Because, yeah, the contracting system is all on the intranet, and, if I'm at home on my laptop, I can't access that, but we can still coordinate via email and phone, so it seems to be working pretty well. The only sort of holdup that we have right now is that I think that we were sort of on track to get it on in front of the commissioners this week, but they canceled their meetings for this week, so it'll probably be next week.
So we probably within the next 2 weeks or so, you're saying we probably can give Baker a notice to proceed.
Yeah, we should have the NTP next week.
Good.
I'm assuming, Scott, that some of these meetings that we're going to have to take place for the impact study team are going to be virtual until, we're allowed to travel. So we just got to make sure that, Funkhauser or Brian Funkhauser has the capabilities to set all that up. I just double checked with him. I know he's been setting up meetings through a WebEx, but I will say one thing, that every time we've been using WebEx, when you're using Skype to call into the WebEx, been throwing us out of a lot of meetings. So maybe if we're going to have meetings with PennDOT people involved, I can offer up our Skype call-in, and that way we can't get, people won't get thrown out of the call numerous times. Maybe we want to talk to Brian about that.
So. That would be great, Carrie. Thank you for that offer. I'll definitely coordinate on that. I know that when it gets to the actual specifics of how to do the calls, I had talked to Brian Funkhauser about this, and they, on some other projects, they had done meetings via teleconference, but we hadn't really gotten into the specifics of whether they were setting it up or whether a partner was setting it up. But we're using your call-in system right now, and this seems to be working pretty well. So if you could help us with doing our steering committee meetings for this study, that would be great. And I'll definitely coordinate with you on that.
Sure, no problem. We're here to help. Like you said, we have the Skype available. I've been given permission to run these meetings through Skype. like Scott, he didn't have a real call-in service, and he spoke to me, and we just said, hey, we're just going to use this Skype for now. It's open for us to use. Do we have any other questions for Scott on the CSVT impact study? I'm not hearing any questions, so we'll move on to the next agenda item. Watts MPO logos, letterhead, and social media. This is going to be Sal.
Good morning, everybody. So we created within the office, Scott, myself, when John was still over on the MPO and Ed Spiegels, we wanted to create a logo and also an effort to be more transparent and to maintain the distinction in how we as Watts represent ourselves at the MPO. We developed these items. You should see the copies there. The logo has been created so it's usable on multiple social media platforms. So we have it up on our Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, etc. The MPO letterhead was created to, again, show that clarity, be more transparent. So the letterhead itself with all the coordinating committee members, the tech committee members, as well as that notice there that the MPO is staffed by Lycoming County Planning and Community Development. And I think a really good example of the need for the distinction is the county planning department is currently going after a bill grant application. Mr. Lavelle is working on that, and he asked the MPO for a letter of support for that application, for the bill grant application. And previously, we used the Lycoming County Planning Commission letterhead for memos, letters of support, agendas, things like that. It's a little confusing for an outsider to feel if you see a letter of support from the Watts MPO on the Lycoming County Planning Commission letterhead supporting a project headed by the Planning and Community Development Office. So the new MPO letterhead allows us to distinguish when the staff is conducting business as the Watts MPO. Any questions on the letterhead or the logo or anything like that? As far as the social media piece goes, we've been using the MPO Facebook page a lot recently. We put out the Bill Grant survey. We put out a Planning Community Development COVID-19 response memo. We also put up last the teleconference for this meeting. I put up again the post for this meeting this morning around 8 a.m. And as Scott mentioned earlier, moving forward, once we receive the permission to start the public outreach, the public comment portion for the draft tip, we're going to be posting informational items, resources, things of that nature for the draft tip on the Facebook page as well. Any questions or comments on any of those items? Okay, that's really all I have.
Phil, Mark Morosky. One thing, when you brought up the Bill Grant, is there anything going on with that as far as changing the application period or anything in light of COVID?
John hasn't updated me on that yet. He did send some stuff out to Scott and I to review today, some sections of the application, but as far as timeline, I haven't seen anything from him saying that it's getting pushed back.
Yeah, Mark, it's Scott. We haven't gotten anything about the application deadline for that being pushed back, so we're still proceeding with that application with the understanding that it has the same application deadline, but I think the application is pretty well put together at this point. So even if it gets pushed back, I mean, we're ready to go with the current application deadline.
Any other questions?
I'm not hearing any questions for Sal. Thank you, Sal, on that. Looks like we're getting to the end here. Our last item, other business public comment. Does anybody have anything
they want to talk about public comment, other business, floor will be yours. Okay, I'm not hearing anything. It's a nice day outside. If you're working from home, go out and take a walk. Go for your lunch. Hopefully when we meet in June, maybe we'll be back together in person. But our next meeting is, I think, June 6th. Am I correct, Scott, or is it? June 1st. Oh, June 1st, okay, yes. So if we have to do the tele meeting, it'll be in the same format as this one. If you think there can be any improvements or anything we can do differently, please let Scott or I know, and we'll try to make those adjustments. But thank you, everyone, for your time today. If I don't have any other comments, I have a motion.
I'd like to thank you, Carrie, and everyone else that was involved for putting this together teleconference wise and making it run smoothly. Nice job.
Thank you. It's a lot with Scott too and Sal. We've been meeting every Monday. Well, we've been talking every Monday just to see what's going on. Hopefully, we've been waiting on some confirmation from people about these meetings being teleconference because of the Sunshine Act, but so far, legally, we're allowed to do these in this time. So I think after this is all said and done, some of our public participation plan would probably be looked at and just tweaked a little bit just to, you know, put these meetings in there that they are available for times like this. So hopefully we don't have to worry about something like this again. We'll have to just take a look at that, you know, later in the fall when we get done all our TIP information. So do you have any other questions, comments? Hearing none, do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Gerald Wurst makes a motion.
Thank you, Gerald. I have a second.
Joe Reichert, second.
Thank you, Joe. Meeting is adjourned at 10:49 a.m. Thank you, everyone.